World news from the BBC. An earthquake of magnitude 5.7 has been recorded off the Adriatic coast of Italy near the town of Rimini. Panicked residents ran out onto the streets, but there are no reports of casualties or damage. Schools in the central Marche region are not opening on Wednesday, while railway traffic has been suspended pending technical checks. The United Nations Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance, Mark Carney, has insisted that fossil fuel investment is still necessary to help the world transition to renewable energy. In a BBC interview from the COP27 Climate Summit in Egypt, the former central bank governor defended financial institutions that continue to invest in fossil fuels.
We have a system globally where 80% of energy is provided by fossil fuels. How we move from where we are today to where we need to get to, there isn't a green switch that gets flipped overnight. So it is not as simple as saying that all fossil fuel financing is bad. That financing has to be consistent with the pathway of gradual wind down of fossil fuels. And the big spotlight needs to be on the speed with which clean energy is built up.
The South Korean military says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile off its eastern coast. Japan's Coast Guard said the projectile came down in the waters outside of Japan's economic zone. Pyongyang fired a record number of missiles last week in an apparent effort to mark its anger over joint military air drills between its rivals, the US and South Korea. Archaeologists in Israel have discovered what they think is the oldest known sentence, and it deals with a timeless domestic problem. A Canaanite inscription on an ivory comb found at the Bronze Age site of Lachish reads, "May this tusk root out the lice of the hair and the beard." The small ivory artifact, 3,700 years old, must have been a luxury item as Canaan had no elephants. BBC News.